Welcome to the Rise Up Good Witch podcast, a radical anti-capitalist approach to herbalism, self-care, and the tarot. Everyone, welcome to the 99th episode of the Rise Up Good Witch podcast. This is Karina. So I hadn't meant to take this long to get to episode 99. There are two Patreon-only episodes that are up. That's with Jonah Emerson Bell, a Blind Stallion Space Wizard, and Taylor Ursula from That's So Pisces. But I had plan to be wrapping up by now, and yet this is still the second to last episode that I'm going to be hosting. And today I really, it's, by the way, it's October 12th, a Wednesday. Today I had really planned to sit down and record this final episode, and I felt myself, my body resisting in many ways. And then I realized that it's because this is I can't deny that this process is an intense process of grief for me. And I've known for a long time that I'm ready to let go of this project. And I think the testament to that is it took me this long to create this episode. For years, creating this podcast was something that I craved doing. I loved doing it. I found a lot of joy in doing it. And it is a body of work I'm incredibly proud of, but I no longer feel that motivation. And I always tell people who say they're starting podcasts, I tell them, you have to do it as a labor of love. You have to do it because you love doing it. Because if you try to do it for the money or for the accolades, it's just not going to receive. I know some people really get that. I think that I did to an extent. Like, when I think about how many people over the years have supported the work of the podcast on Patreon, how many people have left reviews, how many people have reached out to me and told me the effect the podcast has had on their life, all of these things really show that this podcast wasn't just me screaming into a void. But if I were to have done this only for, you know, positive feedback, admiration, compliments, and money, this wouldn't have been sustainable. It was sustainable because I love making it. I really have loved making it. And it's just gotten to the point where I don't really love making it anymore. The exciting thing, though, is that there is someone who's going to be taking the podcast over. We've been speaking for the last few months, and I feel really confident that this person is going to be a really awesome replacement, and they're going to bring a lot of their own energy to the work while still preserving a lot of the things that people love about the show. And the final episode that I host next month will be an interview with them in episode 100, so you will get to know your new host. And I'm just really honored that this person stepped up and offered to take the podcast over, because they had been a longtime listener themselves, and they are, you know, involved in so many of the same things that I am. And also they have such a different perspective and different identities and all of that. So I feel really excited about this person. And I really hope that y'all will support them the way that you have supported me. And I actually know that you will. And I think a lot of people also that didn't necessarily resonate with my voice will probably resonate with this person. So I've been thinking about cycles and anniversaries, and today feels really big and emotional and kind of weepy for me, because I'm recording this today and I'm sharing it with all of you. And it's going to be hard for me not. I'm going to try not to cry when I'm recording this too. So like I said, it's October 12th and we just have this really giant, intense downpour. So the clouds are really beautiful and the sky is a bright blue, and there's this pink lining along the cloud formations that cast shadows on the mountains. And what that reminds me of is almost exactly 1 year ago, I had to move because of basically gentrification and rising real estate prices. And I ended up moving to another town in the high desert. and I only was able to move because of a friend helping me find a place to live. And yesterday I planted 3 trees on this property. I planted a honey mesquite, a desert willow, and a jojoba, which I'm not totally sure is going to survive because jojobas need, a climate that doesn't have any frost, and it does often snow where I live. But I planted these 3 trees, and when it was storming outside, I lit a candle, and I thought about how grateful I've been for the last few months where we've experienced so many monsoons, and the desert has felt so alive and green and beautiful, and I look forward to hopefully a big super bloom in the spring if this rain continues. And it feels really magical because that day that I moved 1 year ago, we had a huge monsoon, and a friend and I packed up 2 vans, and we were moving my stuff to a different town on the highway through a monsoon. And came here, and I realized that that's been a year, and I've experienced so much deep transformation in this last year. 2021 was one of the hardest years of my life, but it sowed so many seeds that now, a year later, I see are blooming in front of me and giving me so much hope and resilience. And I know that that kind of idea is oftentimes really sanitized and overused, but I think for those of us that have had complicated journeys with trauma healing, with mental health, it's really revolutionary and liberatory when we kind of reach a peak, you know, after a long series of valleys. And that's why I talk a lot about liberation. Obviously, I am someone who sits at a relatively privileged position in our current so-called society or nation, as a white person, as someone who is somewhat able-bodied, as someone who is somewhat cishet passing, and who has gotten the greatest privilege of being able to turn the things that I love and the things that I'm passionate about into work, which is something that a lot of people really struggle to do. And I don't take it for granted. I never know when that's going to have to change, but so far it's felt really stable and hopeful. And it's from all of the seeds I've been scattering my whole life. And I encourage everyone else to continue with their rituals, planting their, you know, trees in their yard, planting flowers and herbs, and watching the sunset over whatever type of landscape that you live near, because these are what will keep us going. And we're so removed a lot of times from our own spirituality and connection to earth in late capitalism. But I feel such an immense amount of gratitude that I've made it to this point in my life. And also just reflecting, I've been living in the Mojave Desert, the high desert of Joshua Tree, now for almost 4 years. And the risks that I take today are much like the risks I took 4 years ago when I packed up my small car with my dog and came to a place that I knew almost no one to start a new life and to work on my business. And I didn't anticipate having experienced all that I've experienced these last 4 years, but it really feels like gold. It feels like hitting a gold mine. And I don't mean in any way that it's all been easy, because believe me, it has not been. The last 4 years have brought forth some of the deepest grief and deepest pain and suffering that I've ever experienced, but it was transformative and it was liberating to go through the things I did, because I was not the same person when I came here 4 years ago. I had not gone into the depths of my own shadows, my own psyche, my own inner wounding. And I share this because so many listeners have been so supportive of me sharing vulnerably. Of course, I've always felt insecure, like, why am I sharing about myself? But I strongly believe that the only unique thing that any of us really have is our perspective and our story. So I think that integrating a story or a perspective into a larger body of work is always important. And that's just sort of how I feel. And that's one of the driving factors that created Rise of Good Witch is the storytelling part of it and the connection between all the amazing people who I got to interview. I'm so blown away by the amazing people that wanted to be on my show and all of the amazing people who are listeners, because I've gotten the honor of meeting so many of you in my classes and in client readings, and sometimes even in IRL. It's been an honor to know that I created something that resonated. And I think, you know, a younger me would have tried to create for a sense of validation, for a sense of feeling belonging, or for a sense of feeling worthy of my own life because of so many deep-seated self-esteem issues and insecurities. But after these years, I can say that I can truly create from an authentic place in my heart where I do not need to be perceived or received in any specific way, that I am comfortable with being disliked for whatever reason. I do not have attachment to having any type of following whatsoever. And I think that's a lot of deep healing that comes from the shadow work. And, you know, of course, I have to give a big shout out and thank you to Pluto, because I couldn't have done it without Pluto. And each one of my guests just offered amazing perspectives and stories. So I'll be keeping the podcast going. The person who's taking it over will have control over the podcast feed. So, you know, I don't know what they will decide to do, but I assume that they'll keep the old episodes up. I did make some of the old episodes private, and I'm going to be releasing them on my Patreon. I'm still going to be sharing on Patreon through December, when I will hand it over to the new host. So I'm still sort of navigating some level of burnout and figuring out slowly what my new offerings are going to be, because I definitely still want to be working with people and in small groups, teaching classes, doing client work. Although my work is really shifting, I can't imagine not continuing this work, even if it's under a different name than Rise Up Good Witch. And that brings me to a really exciting announcement that I haven't entirely shared publicly yet, and I wanted the first place that I shared it to be here on the podcast, which was one of the things that made me feel like I needed to push past that resistance today and make the episode. And that is that I'm currently in the process of moving into a storefront in the high desert in Yucca Valley, California. So I'm going to be opening an apothecary and a gallery and community workshop space here. And it's going to be called Milk Thistle Apothecary and Gallery. Honestly, this was not something that I thought was in the cards for me. But over the last few months, after a year of really intense growth and, you know, painful growth, painful transformation, I had a series of events happen where suddenly I realized that this was what my next step was. And part of that was, since I've created the last public episode, we experienced the North Node conjunction with Uranus. And actually, Jonah and I in the Patreon-only episode talk a lot about that, and Taylor Ursula and I do as well. But on the day before the Uranus North Node Mars conjunction, I went out into so-called Johnson Valley, California, which is really just sort of like desert sprawl, and there's creosote, and it's beautiful, and I love it down there, but there's not a whole lot happening. It's not even really a town. And there's an ecological reserve there, and the reason it exists is because the oldest plant in the world, known as king clone creosote, lives in this space. It is 11,700 years old. It is a original creosote plant that has created clones in a circle. And I went to go visit it, and I made a no-touch essence, or a no-pick essence, I should say. I'm not going to take from the oldest plant. But I created a energetic essence of the plant, and I can't tell you how much something shifted for me in that moment when I created that essence. It was like the tides moved in new ways. Like there was an opening, a big opening in the sky. My intuition grew and my connection to others grew. And I was able to release all of this old baggage and belief system. And I think one of the reasons it was so powerful is that for me, I have Chiron in Taurus at 18 degrees. It was right there that the conjunction was happening on my Chiron. And I saw myself throughout my life and I felt like I could extend that to others and I could see others throughout their life. And so many of the blockages, you know, started to soften and fall away. And I started working with that essence to help me move through like all the pain that I had experienced, especially in this last year. And suddenly all these things started happening and this new path unfolded, this path where I got to be of service to my local community. And that might sound silly when you talk about opening a shop, but I really see it as more than that. I see it as a place where I can really be of service and I can help others be of service and I can provide a space for other people to share their gifts. So Milk Thistle Apothecary and Gallery, we're planning. I have so much support from my community. I have so many people helping me and I'm so excited. But some days like the fear hits, the fear of like this massive responsibility and how expensive it is even now getting it set up. It's unbelievably expensive. And that's really scary when we have entered a recession. But I know that this is what we need in community. We do not know what's going to happen. There's a lot of suggestion that we're pretty rapidly moving towards, you know, not only climate apocalypse, mass extinction, but that we are also upon, you know, probably both a civil war and another world war. And I don't say that to be a fearmonger, but then again, this is probably not the first episode of Rise Up Good, which you're listening to. You know that I talk about this and that my guests talk about it too. But I see Milk Thistle as a space for healing and community collaboration. And right now we're planning to have our soft opening holiday party in December, which is funny because I had one at my office last winter, which was at the time new to me. And then we're planning to do like a full opening early in the new year. So unfortunately, I had wanted to have my new website up and all of that info together by the time I made this announcement, but things have just not fallen into place that way. And I'm just one human struggling with my own chronic autoimmune issues that have been really exacerbated by having COVID and, you know, my own renewed awareness of my nervous system and how I need to take care of it if I want to be healthy for myself and for others. I also have two classes, of course, Tarot School for Liberation. And then I just taught a class last week called Protection Spells for Survivors. So when we talk about cycles, this is another cycle that's wrapping up because I first started doing protection spells for survivors 4 years ago when Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court. And knowing that there were two people who were accused of sexual harassment or assault on the Supreme Court, the highest court in this so-called nation, was so triggering and upsetting that I started doing a lot of protection magic for survivors and doing donation-based calls to support folks. So I really wanted to create this into a class. I wanted to make it a gathering. So I have that online. It's going to be open through November 13th. Tarot School for Liberation, which it's not really an anniversary. I started that in the spring of 2020. It's closing also on November 13th, and I don't have any plans at this point to bring it back. I thought that I would for a while, but because my life has kind of taken a different direction, I don't foresee having time to develop something. Although I do want to continue to gather in community with folks and talk about radical and liberatory ways to work with tarot, I don't really know what that's going to look like yet. But if you haven't taken Tarot School for Liberation, you have one more month to sign up. And honestly, this is so helpful to me, helping me kind of move forward and be able to focus on Melk Thistle and developing Melk Thistle. Tarot School for Liberation is a work of many, many years of my own journeying with the cards, my own skepticism. I was so skeptical and yet so drawn to the tarot the first years I was working with it, and the first years I was working with plant medicine and, you know, dabbling in astrology. I felt like it wasn't really lining up with my particular worldview because I tend to be kind of cynical about the world. I don't tend to have like a love and light perspective. And little did I know that that was something a lot of people also shared. And not to say that I'm, you know, the one that spearheaded that, because I want to give a shout out to all the Black and Brown femmes that have been doing like liberatory spiritual work for since the beginning of time. But Tarot School for Liberation is this really huge creation, and I'm so honored to share it. And I hope that folks that haven't been able to take it will sign up for it in the next month. Some people have been saying, you know, Karina, I really want to support you opening Melk Thistle. But I feel like because there are so many people right now who are struggling with housing insecurity, with food insecurity, even houselessness, there's so many issues here with marginalized people not being able to get their needs met, that we need to stay really grounded in mutual aid and give to those who need it the most. So I would never ask specifically for a donation. Of course, you are welcome always to donate to my work. But I would never encourage someone to donate to my work if you aren't first making sure that you're compensating and supporting and giving back to the BIPOC communities nearest to you and to the folks that most need support. So basically, if you want to help me, sign up for Tarot School for Liberation. That is really what I'm depending on to help me finance opening Melk Thistle. I'll just be 100% with y'all about that. And we've got a couple more gatherings. They've been really lovely. And I want to just shout out Viv, who was on the podcast about swords recently. Viv has just been so amazingly helpful. And we're now having a book club with a couple other amazing people on our Discord channel. So if you check out the Patreon, and I hate making this episode about financial stuff, but that's the reality of the situation. Finding ways to stay connected to listeners. The Patreon will still be going the next couple months. For only $5, you can listen to the episodes that were Patreon only. You can join the Discord community. And by next month, I should have more information about my future offerings. I know that the Plant Witch Mentorship Circle will continue, but it's going to look different. And I'm excited to share that with everyone. So please sign up for my mailing list. And I want to keep doing liberatory tarot practices. I would love to teach a series of classes here in the desert. I would love to do a retreat. I'm deepening my practice with flower essences and flower essence case studies. So join the mailing list and or check out the Patreon. Let's connect. I really want to feel connected to y'all in this time, in any way that feels sustainable for all of us. And if you are out here in the high desert and you want to help with the new space, you have something to offer, or you're going to be out here and you want to teach a workshop or do a collaboration, feel free to reach out. I'll put my email in the show notes and my contact info. And I really, you know, we all need one another. We can't do this alone. We can't be individualistic. And I think for me, a lot of this process of creating Rise Up Good Witch has been about relational healing, because it was really challenging to suddenly create something that gave me a platform and gave me some type of power. And I really had to do a lot of shadow work over my own relationship to power and control. And, you know, thank you, Pluto, for instigating that within me, because, you know, when we live in a capitalist society, when we are raised in white supremacy and patriarchy, it's really hard not to have those things within us. And I definitely do. And I know that my road forward is just to be incredibly aware and present with what comes up in my body and what shows up in my life. And again, like, I've learned so much from all the guests. I've learned so much from my clients, from my students, from listeners, from people I've connected with in this work. So I just want to say once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. Even if you are hate following, a hate listening, although I don't recommend that. I think it's, you know, I used to do that too. It's not very good for your mental health. So thank you for helping me grow. Thank you for letting me help you grow. That's all we can really expect or hope for in this lifetime, is to be seen and see others, is to grow as humans, is to be accountable to our mistakes. And in a capitalist society, in a white supremacist society, come to terms with our own relationships with power and control. And I definitely have. And this platform definitely has forced me to do that and forced me to look at relational dynamics and how they show up. So I also want to give a big thanks to King Clone Creosote. I wrote a blog about it. There were several folks from my Patreon that worked with the Essence. We did a case study, currently doing another case study for Malibu Sunset, which was an Essence I made earlier this summer. And it came at an interesting time because I had my own reasons to go to the ocean to honor someone from my past. But I made this essence and it has also opened doors, and I'm reminded of the magic of plants and essences and how much they have to share with us about our crumbling world. So with all that said, I asked some of my previous podcast guests if they would want to share a little update, like share a few words about, you know, what they've been up to and what they've been up to since they were on the podcast, and if the podcast has had any influence or effect on their life. And full disclosure, I decided not to listen to any of these. I decided I'm going to just release them so that I will be listening to them the same time that you will be listening to them. And that's a risk, but it's not that I think that any of these people would say anything wildly inappropriate. And, you know, also, who am I to even edit if they did? These are all people that I love and admire so much. And I'm so honored that they wanted to collaborate with me on this. And I'm hoping that all of you will continue to support them also. So just to say thank you, I'll see everybody in 1 month. I hope to see you in Tarot School for Liberation. I would love to connect with you on the Discord, and I hope to see you maybe at Melk Thistle next year or in some future iteration of something that I offer. And also check out the work of these amazing people. Go back and listen to their episode, support them, and thank you. And make sure that you too are taking care of yourself and that you're creating and you're allowing yourself to go deep with your own process and to heal and to grow.
Hello, my name is Nikki Miner, they, them, otherwise known as Chicory Zine on Instagram. I am a non-binary Black community folk herbalist and zine maker living in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is unceded Chittimacha, Choctaw, and Houma land. My herbalism practice is rooted in Afro-botanical traditions, local and bioregional ecosystems, and accessibility. I had the pleasure and honor of being featured on the Rise Up Good Witch podcast on October 15th, 2019, which is pretty wild because that's almost 3 years to the date. I remember then feeling really nervous and excited about being on the show. I had been a listener for a while and always felt really drawn to the podcast and inspired by the guest. To this day, some of the interviews that I have listened to have had a profound impact on my herbalism practice. So when I was invited to be on the show, I answered yes without hesitation. It was my first ever podcast episode. I remember talking about accessibility and the lack of it in herbalism, bale, zines, and mutual aid. And those are all things that are very much still at the core of my herbalism practice. Since that episode, a lot has changed, one of those things being the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In early 2020, a few months after I was featured on the podcast, I began an ongoing mutual aid project sending free herbal medicine to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. To date, Chicory Botanicals, aka me, has sent out over 100 care kits through crowdfunding donations and the help and support of friends and herbalists, both online and in real life. I've been able to continue this project for close to 2.5 years. The mission of this project is to support and uplift the lives of those living at the intersection of multiple marginalized identities. If you're listening and want to get involved or learn more, follow me over at Chicory Zine on Instagram or visit chicorybotanicals.com. I am incredibly honored and excited for Karina and their journey and for inviting me to be a part of the Good Witch podcast and inviting me to be a part of this final episode. It feels so incredibly special and magical. And I just want to let you know that I wish you all the best in your journeys. And if you're a listener, I hope that you find ways to continue to learn and glean information and connect with others over previous episodes of the podcast. Thank you so much. And yeah.
Hello, this is Taylor Ursula, and I am so, so excited to be recording this and talking about Karina and this amazing podcast that has existed for this amazing stretch of time and that has been so, informative, influential, impactful. And I just want to talk a little bit about this experience. It's such an amazing joy to have spent time on this podcast, and I get to say that having been a guest not just once but being a guest twice, which just two really incredible conversations that I look back on very fondly and that are deeply connected to my own journey. So we talked a lot about Chiron and we talked about Neptune, in each of these episodes. And, really those conversations have been connected to some of the work that I'm continuing to do. Since those conversations, I've been kind of finalizing my hypnosis container, and that's called the Hearth. And it's something that I did as a live offering at the beginning of this year, from January through the end of June. And it was such an incredible experience. And so I've been turning that kind of container into a pre-recorded offering so that you can kind of check it out in your own time, at your own pace, and hold on to the resources kind of indefinitely. Keep using them, keep revisiting them, sort of an evergreen hypnosis, like energetic management container, if you will. So I'm working on those recordings now and getting that set up. And that's been really beautiful to get to do in person and to recognize the value of and to get to turn into something a little more permanent. I've also been finishing up just all the details for my tarot deck. So the cards are being finished as we speak. The decks are being assembled and will be on their way to me in the next 10 days. So it's definitely the final stretch, and it's pretty incredible to be watching this all come together. I'm getting the booklet finished, putting spreads together, and just getting the loose ends tied up on my end while I await the physical copies of these beautiful creations. And let's see, those are really the biggest, that's kind of it. Those are the really the biggest things. I've been in grad school. I finished my first year of grad school with a 4.0, the first time ever in my life at 35 years old that I've had a 4.0. And that feels really significant, especially in the context of the conversations that we had about Chiron. And, you know, I talked a little bit about having Chiron and Gemini and the specific nature of kind of the influx of learning disability diagnoses in the early 90s, which is when I was coming up as a youngin', and my kind of late in life ADHD diagnosis. And so that feels significant. That feels like something worth celebrating. And so that kind of brings me back to thinking about the impact of being on this podcast. I think it definitely introduced me to new people, to new conversations, and it really brought a lot of catharsis to a lot of open-ended thoughts and ideas and questions I've had in my mind. And it's been incredible to have my world opened up in that way. And so I just hope for everyone listening as we move on into this world around us, just to remain curious, remain interested and engaged when you have the energy to, and to rest when that's necessary, to really listen to yourself, especially, you know, thinking about Chiron in that way, and Neptune too, listening to your inner voice and getting a sense of what meaning is for you, tuning out of what you feel to be causing you harm and getting a sense of what really matters at this time. So I am just full of love and gratitude, and thank you so much for everything that you've offered to all of us, Karina, over these several years. We are so much better for knowing you. So, yay!
Hola, Rise Up Good Witch podcast listeners. This is Rene Camila of La Yerba Buena Herbs and the Herbal Highway and the Now and Then Herbs School. And I was interviewed on the podcast in April of 2020 in an episode called Kitchen Herbalism for Prevention alongside my co-partner and teacher, Sam Roberts. This episode was a significant representation of where I was at the time. Lots of organizing work, lots of mutual aid work, lots of client work, Frida sliding scale, really tending to my communities in every way that I could at the time. It was such a profound honor to be invited on the show. I admire Karina and their orientation to health and healing so much. And there have been so many important conversations recorded on this podcast. And it was such a tender time, April of 2020, just before the uprising in the summer of 2020, when dominant culture was waking up to the truth about colorism and Black Lives Matter and the ways that systems of power and oppression impact health. I remember feeling a profound sense of welcome to the conversation, finally. And since the episode aired, I've been working with clients one-on-one and teaching, really focusing on the physical and emotional and spiritual patterns that are held in our pelvic regions, such as creative expression, ancestral connection, self-worth and insecurity, or even menstrual imbalances, rites of passage such as menopause and coming of age, and pleasure medicine. I will be taking leave in early 2023 because I am currently pregnant. This is my third pregnancy and my second child. And I'll be coming back later next year with more private practice offerings, deepening my commitment to my one-on-one sessions, which is really at the heart of my work, expanding into low-cost group offerings, creating more space for traditional birth work, and as always, teaching. And looking towards our collective future, my prayer is for folks to take a lesson from the plants. One of the biggest lessons I carry from my herb and birth work is to not forget to show our children where they come from so that they may understand where they are going. So I invite y'all to take root in the resilience of your ancestors. If your people have been harmed by systems of oppression, if your ancestors have perpetuated harm, you are not alone. I'd love to invoke the medicine of the redwood tree, whose wisdom not only comes from their age — some redwoods can grow up to 2,000 years — but also from their understanding of collective healing and collective tending. Redwoods are some of the tallest trees in the world, and you'd think that their roots would need to grow deep, deep into the core of the earth to be able to sustain such heights, sometimes over 300 feet tall. But instead, their roots are shallow and most significantly intertwined within their community of redwoods. Intertwined, they hold themselves up. Together, they hold themselves up. And they know that we can't individually get free until we all get free. They understand the importance of collective liberation. And so I leave that medicine with you as we look towards the next seven generations. May we move forward with our collective needs and healing in mind. Hi, Karina. Thank you so much for bringing me on for these final episodes. To the listeners, my name is Liliana, also known as Hija Kekura, and I've been a long time fan and listener, follower of Karina and Rise Up Good Witch. And I'm so stoked, so honored, grateful to be here again. So, the first thing I want to say is that for me, something that I think many listeners will resonate with and agree with is my appreciation, my love for this podcast and how it's impacted me in my life, is that it brought me joy. And the way in which it did that is, one, the beautiful and powerful conversations that were held in this space and really gave me the opportunity to, one, be in that moment, to be present, to really listen and to reflect on subjects that were being spoken about and how to hold myself accountable and how to reflect on, acknowledging my own growth or the beauty within myself and having, self-appreciation, but also acknowledging ways that I may have been harmful. And because of these conversations, I think for a lot of folks, I can only speak to myself, but like it created that space for me to reflect and create change for myself, which ultimately contributed, to my healing and to cultivating joy in my life. And I'm immensely grateful for that. I've had the gift, the honor of being on Rise of Good Witch twice. My first time was a few years ago for part of the Tarot Story series. And at that time, I spoke about the Emperor. And TBH, I listened to it recently because I just wanted to see, like, wow, where was I then? And let me compare to where I'm at now. And, it makes me giggle because, at that point in my life, I spoke about the Emperor. And at that point in time, I was really beginning to find my voice or at least feeling comfortable in doing so. And, really understanding or beginning to learn what that meant to me and how, what it meant to take up space, what it meant to hold space for others and to be seen in a way that is for the greater good, right? Or for the support of the collective and my community.
And when I really flipped on that now, you know, since then, my heart is full because I have changed tremendously. I've been able to feel confident, or at least an increase in confidence, to share my voice, to, you know, whether it be by my opinions, my thoughts, what it is that I, you know, knowledge that I have to share with others, because we all should have access to things that are supportive, whether they be healing tools or, you know, tools for our wellness, etc. And I can honestly say that being part of the podcast really sparked that confidence, or my relationship with my confidence, and, you know, which led to other things of being seen and using my voice and having the confidence to create things that I wanted to create. And, you know, that's something that I think about in terms of the collective, and, you know, what is it that I wish for the collective to take away from this, or just to remember, is that, and this is something that, like, my guides have, you know, they reiterate and reiterate, not just for me, but for the collective, and not just for the collective, but for me, which is that, you know, we are all worthy of joy, and change is a constant, and there are always going to be these experiences of contraction and difficulty. But if we can remain rooted in trusting who we are in our core, and being present with the constant evolution of what that will take, what form or shape that will take, if we can understand and remember that we ourselves in nature carry a duality. There will always be moments of sadness and joy. There will always be moments of abundance and scarcity. But if we are rooted in who we are as individuals, and we can trust that, and we can have gratitude for that, then we can carry ourselves through anything. We can carry ourselves, our communities, one another, the collective, through moments and times of happiness and times of pain. And so, thank you, Karina. Again, I appreciate you, and I look forward to all of the beautiful things that you are going to contribute. All right, bye.
Hey, Karina. Hey, Rise Up Good Witch podcast friends. It's Rochelle Sugawa from Brown Bruja. So a lot has changed since January 2021 when we recorded the podcast episode together. Number one, huge. I quit my lawyer job in August 2021, so it's October 2022 right now, so I've officially been a full-time bruja psychic in Brown Bruja for a little bit over a year now. And yeah, I fucking survived. I'm still out here. I'm not gonna lie, the climate, especially for witches doing business online, has definitely shifted a lot since the beginning of the pandemic. You know, there's a lot going on with people not wanting to be online as much anymore, but also, like, you know, the economy is super unstable. At the time that I'm recording this, I think gas prices in LA are the highest they've ever been, ever. There's a lot of economic uncertainty, and I do feel the pressures of that on the daily. But at the same time, I'm so grateful to be called to this profession, to be surviving in the way that I am, and to also continue to help people on their journey back to their inherent spirituality, to discovering their innate psychic abilities. The second big update that I have is about my feminine and non-human spirit guide that I talked about in the last episode. So I finally have seen her in my mind's eye. I know what she looks like. I've made contact with her multiple times, and
I was totally right. She's not human. And to my surprise, she's an extraterrestrial. She is an alien for sure, which I understand why now. She did not reveal her full identity to me during that first meeting in the bathroom. So, yeah. It's been really lovely. It's been really shocking, but also lovely. And, you know, not shocking in the scary way like when I first started my journey. So, yeah, that's the thing about, you know, this spiritual development journey. You never know what twists and turns it's going to take you on. We also talked a little bit or a lot about my parents and my ancestry. And so another thing that has come up since the last time we talked is that I found out that I am also Okinawan on my dad's side. And so since that time, since I found out through a DNA test, I've been working a lot to reconnect with my Okinawan ancestors in addition to connecting with my Japanese ancestors and my Ilocano ancestors. So yeah, a lot of discoveries since then. When it comes to my business, I think the thing that I've been most excited to be able to do now that I'm full time in the trenches of, you know, spiritual small business is that I now offer a class and a membership in addition to the one-on-one readings that I've been doing since I opened my practice. So if you're interested in learning how to connect to spirit yourself with confidence without feeling like you're second-guessing yourself or worrying about whether or not you're doing it right, I offer a class called Practical Woo, Spiritual and Psychic Development Basics. I offer that 3 times a year, and we're getting ready to close up our October cohort registration. I also host a membership for women and femmes of color seeking to maintain a consistent spiritual practice, and that's called Spirit Found. And I'll be opening the doors to that very, very soon. On top of all that, I'm still doing readings for folks who are interested in getting more clarity when it comes to your psychic abilities, the direction that you're meant to take, career, or yeah. If you want to get in contact, you can find everything at www.brownbruja.com. That's Bruja with an H. That's the Filipino spelling. That's pretty much it. I'm so thankful to have been a part of this project, to have connected with you on this journey, Karina. And yeah, blessings to everyone listening.
Wow, thank you. So I just listened to all of this, and now I'm going to go ahead and upload the file to SoundCloud. And I'm feeling so grateful for these beautiful shares from these amazing past guests and friends. And it's a reminder that we are all connected and we are all in this together, as they say. So once again, thank you all for listening, and thank you to my amazing past guests for sharing a little update. And I'll see everyone next month for the introduction interview with our amazing new host of the show. Thank you for listening to the Rise Up Good Witch podcast. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/riseupgoodwitch, where a pledge of $5 or more per month gets you access to extra content and helps support the production of the show. And go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a review. You can also check out the website for tarot readings and apothecary and other offerings. Thanks so much, y'all. See you next time.